All right, today we're going to cover the case law update, and we don't have any Texas cases, but of course a lot of what we do has national interest, and we have cases from throughout the country, and I think you'll find that we have cases of interest to all of you, whether you're on the attorney side of it, trust officer side of it. We have a little bit of something for everybody. We're going to start out with Decamber versus Brookline Housing Authority. This is actually a case we covered last year, but we have another opinion that has come out since then. And essentially, this is a housing case. So Ms. Decamber was on housing. HUD was doing her recertification. In the course of her recertification, she disclosed that she was the beneficiary of an irrevocable trust, which had been established through the proceeds from a series of tort settlements. Well, according to HUD rules, the trust itself, the principal in the trust, was not a countable asset, but distributions from the trust, they said, were countable income and disqualified her from benefits. The trust gave the trustee sole discretion in making distributions for her. And one little idiosyncrasy here is that there was no question that had those settlements come straight from the defendants to Ms. Decamber, they would not have counted as income. There was a specific exception to income that would have made those distributions exempt, but HUD was taking the position that because those funds had come from the defendant into an SNT or an irrevocable trust and then were distributed over time to Ms. Decamber, they were countable income as they came out. The first court said, no, that doesn't make sense. We don't think that that's what Congress had in mind, and we don't think that's what HUD had in mind when they provided that income coming out of an irrevocable trust would be countable income to her. So because the income would have been exempt had it come directly to her from the defendant, the first court found that it was likewise exempt as it came out of that special needs trust or the irrevocable trust for her benefit.